From the 1,4-dioxane plume threatening the Huron River and Ann Arbor drinking water supply to access to fresh and healthy drinking water in underserved and marginalized communities to Line 5 and the threats posed to the Great Lakes by a potential oil spill, there are a great number of environmental issues demanding work and progress. Our Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment continues today with a conversation with Donna Lisinski. The Scio Township Democrat now serves as the top Democrat in the State House of Representatives and is working in part to help write a new environmental history during her time in office. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity.
Well, before we get into the politics of policy, I'm kind of interested to know who some of the women are that helped give you direction in life, both personally, professionally, and even politically.
Thank you for that question. We all know that we never get anywhere without the support of those around us. And now that I'm serving in an elected capacity, you know, there are women who laid the groundwork before me. I'm so honored to have a relationship with Lana Pollack, a former senator who was also appointed by President Obama to an international joint commission role on the environment. And, you know, former Senator Rebecca Warren, who successfully created the Great Lakes Compact that protects our water from withdrawal from other states and nations, and then to serve on the school board, the Ann Arbor School Board, with Simone Lightfoot, who is now with and director of the National Urban Initiatives and Environmental Justice for the National Wildlife Federation. You know, so there's been women in my life over and over and over who have set the bar very high for protecting our water and environment that I've been able to learn from on the elected side.
As you have taken this journey to where you are today with the help of the women you mentioned, where did you find misogyny and disrespect in trying to find your seat at the table? Because I don't know any woman that hasn't experienced it to one degree or another.
So I will put out there that I am 52 years old. And so when I began my career, the world looked much different when I was in my early 20s than it does today. I am very proud of the efforts that we have all made to make sure that everyone in our workplace is equally respected and can do the work. And what I've seen, particularly on the environmental side, is women who are stepping forward, seeing an issue in their neighborhood, grabbing hold of it, not letting go. And one of the women I think about locally, I do live a stone's throw from the Paul Gelman, the deepest part of the Paul Gelman dioxane plume. And for last year's State of the State address, Beth Collins, who is part of the activist group, the Coalition for Action on Remediation of Dioxane, joined me as my guest on the House floor. And she is a woman who was born and raised here, who saw an issue and commits her time voluntarily to ensuring that there is environmental cleanup and environmental justice for folks who are impacted by toxins in their neighborhoods. That's the kind of passion that women bring to these issues and that I'm so proud to be a part of.
89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment and our Women's History Month conversation with 52nd District State Representative Donna Lisinski continues. The Scio Township Democrat is the minority leader in the State House, and you mentioned it's a stone throws away, but when you hear those words, Gelman Sciences mentioned, I assume you do not take it as good news.
Thank you for that question. What I hear when I think about that is I think about the over two decades of work that have gone into trying to move cleanup forward. And I think about the idea that was once in our law, polluters pay, that polluters must pay to clean up their messes. We now have seen that rolled back, and now polluters must only work to contain their messes. And we see that it's often like smoking in a non-smoking section. You can't contain the contaminants. And so when I think about women like Lisa Wozniak from MLCV, who I know is a frequent guest on your show, and the passion from her local to her national work, when I think about Laura Rubin with the Huron River Watershed Council, who's now part of a national, she's director of Healing Our Waters, and how our women here in Washtenaw County have gone from local issue and passion to the national level, we know that we are a powerful force here in Washtenaw County.
With that in mind, state and court intervention in the matter have certainly led to some remediated treatment procedures, but none of it calls for full cleanup, and the current owner of the old Gelman property continues to battle intervention by local stakeholders. Do you favor seeking Superfund status for the site and getting the Federal Environmental Protection Agency involved in cleanup and remediation?
That is a very complicated issue right now, and I have seen my community, the community that I call my home, Scioto Township, that I've been a proud resident of for over 20 years, move from spending decades working with Paul Gelman to now voting in support as a body to seek Superfund sites. I believe we must follow a both-and solution right now, which is we must seek Superfund site status while we also work in the courts and with the State Department of EGLE, Environmental and Great Lakes, and the environment at the state level to continue cleanup in this moment. I think we have to do every single thing we can with every opportunity we have to work towards full cleanup of that site.
While those conversations are going on and determinations are being made, you mentioned Lana Pollack and the polluter pay bill that she authored that was ultimately dismantled by Governor Engler. Current State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor has been pushing for a new and updated version of polluter pay since he was in the House and now that he's in the Senate. Might it be something we could see forwarded in this legislative session?
That would be my hope. Working together with my colleagues, we had, I believe, unanimously every Democrat on the House side co-sponsor the polluter pay bill on the House side and introduce it as a fully supported Democratic initiative. You know, for the last several years, we've been unable to even get a committee hearing. But we are seeing that the vast majority of Michigan residents are fully in support of having folks who make messes clean them up. We know we have tens of thousands of contaminated sites across Michigan where the responsible parties aren't paying. And what we need to make sure is that Michigan taxpayers aren't burdened with supporting and cleaning up the messes that folks who have the ability to pay and clean up should be doing on their own.
Once again, we're talking with State House Minority Leader Donna Lisinski on this Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment on WEMU. The Scioto Township Democrat represents the 52nd District. Michigan, of course, surrounded by the largest freshwater bodies on the planet. We are the Great Lakes State. And Enbridge Line 5 oil and gas pipelines run right through the Straits of Mackinac. Those pipelines nearly seven decades old, and there are legitimate fears about a leak or rupture that would contaminate Lakes Michigan and Superior. Governor Whitmer ordered those pipelines to shut down in May, but Enbridge is pushing back and saying it will not shut down while it moves forward with its plans to build underwater tunnels to house the pipelines. What's going to happen come May?
You know, that is largely in the court's hands right now. And as you said there, you know, I've been a strong supporter of making sure that we take that pipeline off the floor of the Great Lakes as quickly as possible. And once again, I'm going to bring us back here to Washtenaw County. We have powerful advocates on this issue, including Andrea Pierce, who is a co-founder of Ashimanabek Caucus in the Michigan Democratic Party, but also right here from Washtenaw County. She's from Ypsilanti, has been a powerful advocate on the Line 5 issue. And we have Wendy Woods, who is a former Ann Arbor City Council member, who is leading an environmental science program at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources, training up that new generation of activists on the Line 5 issue, as well as others, including Sylvia Orduno, Michelle Martinez, and Moshgan Raji. These are critical places where Washtenaw County and Washtenaw County women are leading again.
And another area in which women seem to take leadership role and are driving change forward is bringing an end to environmental racism and environmental injustice. It seems to me these are areas where there is room for bipartisanship, but we are most certainly polarized. What is your sense of making progress in these areas while you serve as minority leader in the House?
We have a strong focus right now in the Michigan House Democratic Caucus on these issues. I am so proud to be leading a caucus right now that is a female majority caucus, an historic effort and occurrence here in the Michigan House. We have 52 Democratic members, and we have 25 members who identify as Black or Brown. With that power of women and diversity, we are making sure that these issues of environmental justice are at the top of our agenda. In Washtenaw County, we've seen Ann Brown as a strong advocate there. And I already mentioned Wendy Woods, but she has been a powerful advocate on the environmental justice area. What we know is of the group of women that I've been speaking about today, there is a breadth of race, of diversity, of community that are there and that are a strong and powerful voice. We will not let the issues of racial and social injustice on the environment slip to the bottom of the agenda. They are absolutely at the top.
So when the history is written about your political career, What is it you would like to read about yourself?
Thank you for that question. I have my close friend and mentor, former Senator Rebecca Warren, who has a long legacy of strong environmental work. I hope one day that I will be able to be in this group of rarefied women that I have just listed in terms of accomplishments that have kept us safe. As we look forward, as a former ranking member, now that I'm leader, I'm not on any committees, unfortunately, of the Energy Committee. I would look forward to having made a strong impact on our use of energy, our reduction in our use of energy in general. We can be more efficient, as well as our strong movement towards renewable and sustainable energy while keeping our grid safe and secure. Those are areas I would be very proud in the environment to move forward with. And that singular issue, polluter pay, making sure that we're not burdening taxpayers and neighborhoods, cleaning up contamination that others have caused.
I'd like to thank you so much for the time and for the conversation today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
That is 52nd District State Representative Donna Lisinski. The Washtenaw County Democrat serves as Minority Leader in the State House. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. You can learn more and access the rest of our Women's History Month features at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.